高三英语高考练习十四。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I suppose you have bought some souvenirs for your families.
Well, I've bought a shirt for my husband and two books for my daughter, but I haven't decided what to buy for my mother.
Question. Whom did the woman buy a shirt for? Oh, these beautiful carpets are what I'm looking for. What's the price, please?
The blue ones are $40 each and the yellow ones are $60. But I can give you a 10% discount if you buy two.
Question. How much will the man pay if he buys a blue carpet and a yellow one? How is your astronomy course?
I thought it was interesting, but it turns out the opposite.
Question. What does the woman think of the astronomy course? Hey, Mandy, aren't you and Jeff going to South Korea in July?
We plan to go there in August, but the travel agency will give us a great discount if we go there in October.
Question. When will Mandy probably go to South Korea? We can either take our children with us to the cinema or to my mother's house.
Well, I'll leave it up to you.
Question. Who will make the final decision? Mom, I feel bored with all these papers. Can I go to play football?
Do you forget that you will take a test tomorrow, dear?
Question. What does the woman mean? I hear you got lost on your way to the hotel.
I don't know how it came to me. I've been there a million times.
Question. What does the woman mean? The football match was really exciting, wasn't it?
Yes, but how I wish it hadn't rained in the second half.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? The taxi driver must have been speeding.
Well, not really. He crashed into the tree because he was trying not to hit a box that had fallen off the truck ahead of him.
Question. What do we learn about the taxi driver? What do you think of this bike?
Well, the type and colour are good, but if the price were 200 yuan lower, I'd like to buy it.
Question. What is the woman's attitude towards the bike? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. A survey conducted by Lifestyle magazine asked 100 people between the ages of 18 and 44 to describe their preferences in the categories of food, weekends, vacations, and music. The survey shows that as we age, our ideas about having fun age too. In the 18 to 24 age group, pizza was rated as the number one food. It was rated second in the 25 to 34 age group. People between 25 and 34 said that they preferred foreign foods like Thai and Japanese. People between 35 and 44 like to eat low-fat foods like fruits and vegetables and often describe themselves as vegetarians. Those between 18 and 24 rated partying as the number one weekend activity, while the 25 to 34 age group said that their favorite way to spend the weekend was hiking or skiing. People between the ages of 35 and 44 said that relaxing with the family was the best way to spend the weekend. In the category of vacations, the 18 to 24 set rated going to the beach as the best way to spend a vacation, while the 25 to 34 years old preferred traveling overseas. The last age group said they enjoyed short trips by car to local sites. Alternative music was ranked number one by the 18 to 24 year olds, while the 25 to 44 years old chose 1960s and 70s rock music.
Now listen again, please.
A survey conducted by Lifestyle magazine asked 100 people between the ages of 18 and 44 to describe their preferences in the categories of food, weekends, vacations, and music. The survey shows that as we age, our ideas about having fun age too. In the 18 to 24 age group, pizza was rated as the number one food. It was rated second in the 25 to 34 age group. People between 25 and 34 said that they preferred foreign foods like Thai and Japanese. People between 35 and 44 like to eat low-fat foods like fruits and vegetables and often describe themselves as vegetarians. Those between 18 and 24 rated partying as the number one weekend activity, while the 25 to 34 age group said that their favorite way to spend the weekend was hiking or skiing. People between the ages of 35 and 44 said that relaxing with the family was the best way to spend the weekend. In the category of vacations, the 18 to 24 set rated going to the beach as the best way to spend a vacation, while the 25 to 34 years old preferred traveling overseas. The last age group said they enjoyed short trips by car to local sites. Alternative music was ranked number one by the 18 to 24 year olds, while the 25 to 44 years old chose 1960s and 70s rock music. Questions. 11. Which food may the people aged between 25 and 34 prefer?
What was the most popular vacation for a 40-year-old person?
What kind of music did the people in their 30s like best? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
The US military has announced that 12,000 American and 4,000 British troops will leave Iraq by September. General David Perkins says that will reduce US combat power from 14 brigades to 12 brigades. He also says that the US are turning over more facilities to the Iraqi military as part of the pullout. There are currently about 135,000 US troops in Iraq. Star athlete Sun Yang has returned to Shanghai to train after spending 3 months in the US recovering from foot surgery. When Sun returns to competing will depend on how he recovers. China's coastal cities are handing out tourism coupons worth tens of millions of dollars. The local governments hope to urge people to spend during the economic slowdown. The coupons can be used for package tours at travel agencies or as tickets to certain scenic spots. Some economists believe coupons are effective tools to boost demand during a slow economy, but some economists say coupons can only be effective for a short time.
Now, listen again, please.
The US military has announced that 12,000 American and 4,000 British troops will leave Iraq by September. General David Perkins says that will reduce US combat power from 14 brigades to 12 brigades. He also says that the US are turning over more facilities to the Iraqi military as part of the pullout. There are currently about 135,000 US troops in Iraq. Star athlete Sun Yang has returned to Shanghai to train after spending 3 months in the US recovering from foot surgery. When Sun returns to competing will depend on how he recovers. China's coastal cities are handing out tourism coupons worth tens of millions of dollars. The local governments hope to urge people to spend during the economic slowdown. The coupons can be used for package tours at travel agencies or as tickets to certain scenic spots. Some economists believe coupons are effective tools to boost demand during a slow economy, but some economists say coupons can only be effective for a short time.
Questions. 14. How many US troops are there in Iraq now?
What's the purpose of the use of tourism coupons issued by some coastal cities in China?
16. Which of the statements is not true according to the news? 17 through 20 are based on the following passage. Good afternoon. May I help you?
Good afternoon. Do you have a day tour of London?
Yes, of course.
Can you tell me what the cost will be?
£70 each person.
So that would be £140 for myself and my husband. What about the two children? Is there any reduction for them?
Lucky for you. We have half price for children during the promotion.
That's fine. Could you tell me more details of the tour?
My pleasure. For further information, here is a brochure for you to read. You can get all the information in it.
And will we have a guide during all this?
Of course. There's an official guide who will explain the sites to you in three languages, English, German and French.
Oh, that sounds perfect. We'd like to have the trip tomorrow. Is it okay?
No problem. That's the last day of May. Well, may I have your name, please?
Linda Adams.
Ms. Adams, would you like to pay in cash or with a credit card?
Cash.
That's fine.
Now, listen again, please.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Good afternoon. Do you have a day tour of London?
Yes, of course.
Can you tell me what the cost will be?
£70 each person.
So that would be £140 for myself and my husband. What about the two children? Is there any reduction for them?
Lucky for you. We have half price for children during the promotion.
That's fine. Could you tell me more details of the tour?
My pleasure. For further information, here is a brochure for you to read. You can get all the information in it.
And will we have a guide during all this?
Of course. There's an official guide who will explain the sites to you in three languages, English, German and French.
Oh, that sounds perfect. We'd like to have the trip tomorrow. Is it okay?
No problem. That's the last day of May. Well, may I have your name, please?
Linda Adams.
Ms. Adams, would you like to pay in cash or with a credit card?
Cash.
That's fine. Questions. 17. What does the woman want to do?
Eighteen. How many languages does the guide speak?
19. How much will the woman have to pay for her family?
20. Which one of the following statements is true according to the conversation?